Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Andy McKay joins us, celebrating 10 years as executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain. And for over 90 years, the Nevada Trucking Association has been the voice for the men and women in the trucking industry. From Carson City to Washington, D.C., we advocate for policies to protect our trucking companies and keep commerce flowing, because Nevada's and America's prosperity is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games, it's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Andy McKay. He is the executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. And congratulations on 10 years with the association.
Well, thanks. Good seeing you, Sam. Yeah, time certainly flies when you're having fun, as we just were discussing before we started recording. Yeah, I can't believe it. 10 years.
Just flew by, man.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yesterday, Stellantis announces a $13 billion investment in manufacturing in the United States. That's an incredible amount of money.
Oh, it's an insane amount of money. I would say that in talking to Stellantis dealers, not only in Nevada, but across the country, this is beyond welcome news. They have let some of their products get, for lack of a little bit, stale. Dealers and, more importantly, customers have been clamoring and asking for more product. And you know what? The new leadership at Stellantis has listened, and that's a huge amount of money.
Yeah, one of the things that was mentioned in the Wall Street Journal was they're going to upgrade Jeep, so we can be looking for new Jeep products.
Well, you can look at that. There's going to be an expanded, an oversized midsize SUV, if that makes any sense. They're going to grow the Durango size-wise. And then there's an additional product that they're going to come out. It's a new SUV, but they're not really saying what exactly that is when they unveil that. So I suspect that's going to be pretty hot. The other thing that I was pleased to see is in the manufacturing plant in Illinois. So they're going to be focused on creating a new four-cylinder engine, which obviously they're going to put into vehicles, and that's going to be something that I think consumers are going to be very receptive to as well.
GM expanding but pulling back on electric vehicles, that's changing the trajectory for the whole EV market, is it not?
It certainly is, because outside of Tesla, GM is the heavy hitter in the EV space. They just took an impairment charge of, I want to say it was $1.6 billion. Yeah. 1.2 was non-cash. 400 million was a combination of having to buy out contracts, things along those lines. You know, GM, I was in Detroit last week actually with GM. GM has no intention of abandoning the EV space. It's just what they had committed to roughly 18, 24 months ago that they're going to be all electric by 2035. That's out the window. And quite frankly, it's a litany of factors. One is we've seen somewhat of a plateau of consumer demand. It's been artificially bumped in August and September because the federal EV tax credits are no longer exist as of September 30th. But they're going to continue to focus on EV. Personally, I think electric is still the future of the automotive market. Or is it going to be the sole source? I don't think so. We've got hydrogen, you know, and every other type of things that are out there. Solid state batteries. But with GM drawing back, certainly that's going to have an impact on the market overall, just because they're such a large part of it.
Hydrogen. We've talked about this, I believe, in the past. You know, California, right, is the only place you can really get hydrogen?
California, there are a couple spots. In some southern states, there's actually a place in Nevada out by Apex down in southern Nevada. I don't know.
You talk about range anxiety.
100%. And you know, we can go down that rabbit hole talking about range anxiety in electric vehicles, and that it's a it's really a self-fulfilled prophecy that people convince themselves they have range anxiety and they don't if they were to really look at how much they drive on an average day.
And I agree with you. I agree with you on that. You know, for me, as you know, I'm an EV driver. It's the distance driving more than it is the local driving. But let's get back to that in a minute here. Let's go back to GM. Mm-hmm. Mary Barra has turned out to be an incredible figure in the automotive world.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You know, it's kind of interesting that she, you know, she worked her, you know, way up in the ranks by being, starting in HR. And I don't know specifically what she did in HR, but, you know, she was a entry level person in that department and has been with GM for several decades. And now she's running one of the biggest automakers on planet Earth.
And well.
They're doing very, very well. You know, every time you look at their quarterly reports, I mean, they're bumping record earnings. And honestly, she's, I think, giving her design team a little bit of latitude to think outside the box. So they have great product. And also their relationship with the dealer body is probably better than it ever has been. And she's a heck of a leader. She's doing a great job.
All right, let's talk about BYD, Chinese automaker, doing incredible things from everything I can read about them. They're not allowed to be sold in this country. Are we reverse engineering BYD products so that we can create these amazing things that they're able to do that our EVs are not?
No, the short answer is no.
Really?
It's the complete opposite. The existential threat to our industry is China and Chinese automakers. And the Trump administration is 100% correct that they're going to do everything they can to keep those products from entering the domestic market. Quite honestly, the prior administration was very hawkish in that position as well. When you look at the way the vehicles that are being not only BYD, but other Chinese manufacturers. At our Washington fly-in approximately a month ago, we had a discussion on Chinese automakers. And you would look at a BYD vehicle, for instance, and then you would look at a Jaguar F-Pace, virtually identical. What they have done is they have completely stolen all of the technology and they have reverse engineered and have put it in their market. The reason why you don't want the Chinese in this market is because they're going to undercut the market with respect to pricing. They're going to corner it, and then the prices are going to go up, and consumers, pardon my language, are going to be absolutely screwed. Chinese automakers, we don't want them anywhere within this. If you look at markets that they've entered, Brazil, certain areas of Europe, it's not going well. It's going very badly.
All right, but are they improving the technology? Because I'm reading about 5-minute charging times for EV batteries, all kinds of self-driving techniques that are in those cars that we don't have. So are there things that we can utilize from what they're doing so that if we're not competing, at least we have the products here?
Oh, 100%. And I want to be very clear. They have, in essence, stolen the designs from Audi, GM, Mercedes, you name it. But some of the technology in those vehicles, it's off the charts. And quite honestly, the quality is very good. It's very, very good. It's not the perception that they're built cheap, they're built shabby. But no, I think you're going to see our manufacturers, our institutional manufacturers, for lack of a better term, they're going to be looking at that technology and figuring out a way, how are they going to be able to do it and put it in vehicles here. But their biggest concern too is making sure that technology doesn't get stolen by the Chinese more than it already has.
Are hybrids really a big part of the future? Because it seems that Total EV has a certain amount of issues. Gasoline has a certain amount of issues. But I talk to hybrid owners, and they seem thrilled with the product they have.
Hybrids are never bet against Akio Toyota. When all the manufacturers were, and I think what they were doing is they're playing to Wall Street, making broad announcements just like General Motors that we're going to be all electric by 2032, 2035. Toyota refused to take that stand. And it was so bad that there were pushes on Wall Street to have a hostile takeover to oust him. Well, guess who's right? Akio Toyota, because the hybrid market is hot. That's what consumers want. They want that balance. When you look in terms of plug-in hybrid or just conventional hybrid electric vehicles, you really get the best of both worlds. And you solve that range anxiety. You can hop in your hybrid Toyota Highlander and you can go on a 400-mile road trip,
right.
And you're going to be in great shape. So hybrids are, and you're seeing hybrid powertrains are being put into everything from Toyota Camrys. The trucks are starting to adopt them. The hybrid technology in the F-150 is absolutely amazing. So I think that just from a strict powertrain standpoint is only going to get, that market share is just going to continue to grow.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with Andy McKay, Executive Director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association, after this timeout.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming.
Tolles Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolles Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andy McKay. He's the executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. So amazing technology on every new car that's coming out. Mm-hmm. I mean, safety features, incredible. The issue becomes, though, if you get into any kind of accident, the repair costs. What's the industry looking at in terms of making this so that it's viable for the consumer? Because majority of people are going to get into an accident at some point, whether it's their fault or somebody else's. You've got the insurance companies in play here. You've got the auto repair companies at play. What's the conversation going on within the industry about where this is heading and the affordability of it?
That's a complicated question.
It is a complicated question.
With a ton of answers, and honestly, I don't know if I know the exact answer, to be totally candid. Let's talk about affordability. Our biggest challenge right now with respect to growing the market, and we're talking just internal combustion engine vehicles, plug-in hybrid, you name it, is affordability. In September, for the first time ever, we've now had the average transaction prices just went over $50,000. And the reason there are several factors. One, consumers right now, they want SUVs, they want trucks.
Sure.
Those are more expensive. But then the consumers are demanding more and more technology.
Especially safety technology, which is amazing.
Safety technology. It really is amazing. So you have affordability issue on the manufacturing end, and God forbid if you end up having a repair. Just simply replacing the windshield, depending on what type of vehicle you have. You just don't want to have somebody come out and replace the windshield in your parking lot. Make sure it's a reputable company like a Safelite, and tell them what it is, because just the various sensors that have to be properly calibrated takes an engineering degree to do it, quite honestly. And the last thing that we want to see is to see certain aftermarket parts that are coming in, particularly from China, where they're stealing the technology. And yeah, it looks cheap on its face, but do you really care if you're going to save $1,000 on something and your lane departure warning system doesn't work, your collision alert, emergency braking, et cetera, et cetera? I don't know what the answer is. It's a snowball effect. We have a ton of uninsured motorists in this state. And a lot of that is simply due to the fact that they can't afford insurance. Now, I don't want to get into a whole other ball of wax, but we live in a state that, we have a very large trial lawyer presence too. And when you look in terms of just the cost of accidents and whatnot, and you couple that with litigation, it's expensive. It's just really, really expensive.
Do you see a point, or is there any place in this country where insurance companies are dropping out of insuring vehicles, or the cost is so high that it's become prohibitive?
I think it's entirely possible. All you got to do is look at insurance companies that are abandoning markets where they won't write P&C coverage. So I think it's totally feasible that they will not insure vehicles in certain markets. Much of that is a factor of respective state laws and minimum amounts of coverage, payouts on settlements, et cetera, et cetera. So will it happen? I don't know, but I think that it's a definite possibility.
And uninsured motorists, that's got to be a huge problem.
Huge. I mean, I my wife got rear-ended by a guy a few years back, had his insurance card, wasn't enough to have the cops come. Well, guess what he did? He had he bound his coverage, registered his vehicle, canceled his insurance. And those stories, that's not unique to the McKay household. I know dozens and dozens of people that have gone through that. Well, maybe that's hyperbolic, dozens and dozens. I mean, 10, 15 people. And it is pervasive down in Southern Nevada.
Wow. Okay, let's take another break. We'll be back with Andy McKay while I draw breath after this time out.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
Road in style during the $150,000 Roads to Riches giveaways at Tamarack Casino. Win up to $5,000 every week and a top prize of a 2026 Chevy Traverse or $40,000 in cash. It's the $150,000 Roads to Riches giveaways at Tamarack Casino.
You're in trouble with the law. It's easy to think you'll lose everything, but there is hope. I'm Attorney Orrin Johnson. Your first step is to hire a serious attorney with the experience to successfully navigate the legal system for you.
Sometimes hope means addiction treatment instead of jail and making sure you're treated fairly.
Sometimes hope means fearless trial attorneys who will stand up to the government when they get it wrong. Call or text Orrin Johnson Law.
We'll make a plan.
You'll take back your life.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andy McKay. He's the executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. You know, a lot of people were thinking that gasoline-powered cars were going to be going out of business. What do you think the runway is? 30, 40 years?
Before they're
gone. Or if they're ever gone. I mean, I think
they're never going to be gone.
I mean, there will be specialty.
100%. Before you see manufacturers stop building an internal combustion engine, 50, 60, 70 years. All you got to do is just look at the diesel engine. I mean, it's till you're able to create something that can take the densest energy source and convert that into power and to move goods and services, you're never going to get rid of the internal combustion engine.
Okay, so now here in Nevada, we're right next door to California, which mm-hmm. is where we get our gasoline from. And they're looking at shutting down two more refineries. Just when they do repairs on refineries, the price of gas goes through the roof in this state. Conversation we had with Paul Enos on the program not too long ago, I was talking about the potential for getting gasoline from Utah. What's the current talk about that?
Well, I mean, other than just, you know, reading the trade publications and obviously talking to guys like Paul who are plugged in, I think that ultimately is is going to be the solution out in the short term. It's very expensive because you got to pump that fuel. But at which point is that, does that expense pale in comparison to what's happening in California? I mean, you know, their policies there to say are anti-business and anti-consumer, I think is the biggest understatement of this 30-minute conversation we're having. And they don't seem to be wanting to change the way they do, how they operate in California. And to me, that's scary as hell, particularly the amount of commerce that comes from California through this state. But I believe ultimately the solution on this is, yeah, being able to bring gasoline from refineries in Utah.
Amazing that we've come to that. But I mean, you just look at the current prices of gasoline in California on a vacation trip and you go, wow, I'm so glad I live in Nevada because of all the extra taxes and et cetera that go on top of that. But it just scares me that the refineries are closing down because then you have a problem with one of the two remaining refineries. Where does the price of gas go then?
Well, I mean, you're going to look at $8-$9 a gallon. And quite honestly, if you look...
And you're not even exaggerating.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. And you know, Governor Lombardo has really been trying to lead on this issue, to his credit, trying to put pressure on the Newsom administration. I'm going to screw up. I can't remember if it was BP or Chevron. I mean, these are iconic companies that have been operating and have employed hundreds of thousands of individuals are abandoning the California market because the regulatory constraints are just so expensive. I mean, so they're shutting down their businesses there. So, I mean, that's scary.
To say the least, and that's unfortunately where we have to leave it. But come back soon. There's always more to talk about.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Always a pleasure, and we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
No tricks, just treats at the Carson Valley Inn during the $100,000 Monster Pirate Treasure Giveaways. Thousands in cash and free play giveaways every week. A monstrous $25,000 in guaranteed grand prize giveaways. Don't ghost these giveaways. Halloween awaits at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. You can always watch our shows anytime on the website at NevadaNewsmakers.com or the podcast. We have audio and video podcasts from all your favorite podcast locations and YouTube. Find us everywhere. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching. And-